Mr. Keskin, thank you very much for being part of the SBS program. Can you please give us some background of the festival? How long festival exists?
Well, the International Festival of Language and Culture started back in 2003 with participation from 17 countries. And it was started off in Turkey, and it grew to such an extent that in 2014, there was participation from about over 140 countries with nearly 2,000 students. And this was still being held across Turkey because that was the starting point of this whole festival. And it came to a stage where they even did road shows, so they even went to multiple cities around Turkey. And over time, it even moved into stadiums. So it was well received and well accepted by the Turkish domestic audience. In 2015, the organizers decided to take this concept to the world. So in about 25 countries or so, there was this rebranded International Festival of Language and Culture where students were able to perform in their native language and dress up in their costume and sing and perform to the audiences locally through the arts, give a message of goodwill and acceptance and inclusivity. So that was pretty much the basis of the whole program. And in Australia, this will be our third International Festival of Language and Culture. Back in 2015, we had our very first at the Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre in front of an audience of just over 4,200 people. Last year, it was held at the iconic Sydney Opera House, and this year we brought it back to Melbourne, and it will be on next Sunday evening.
And can you tell us who can get involved?
Well, basically, the performers are students from various countries. What they do is students perform in a competition where they get selected if they become the top three or four place getters. They have the opportunity to travel to different cities representing their country and participate in a similar contest format or festival format in front of the local audience. So on this occasion, we've got about 13 countries that will be represented on the night. So it's basically student performers from ages of about 12 up until 16, 17 years of age.
Can you mention some countries?
We've got countries such as South Africa, Kazakhstan, Romania, Bosnia, Indonesia. These are the ones that immediately come to mind. Kenya. So we're looking forward to having an all-star cast. USA as well.
What about Serbia? No one from Serbia.
Unfortunately, not on this occasion. So we get a mixture of countries. So we work with the program directors and they sort of decide what kind of a program format there will be and accordingly do the lineup. So on this occasion, we don't have a Serbian performer, but hopefully in the near future we'll have one.
Yeah, maybe we can send a message across.
That would be great, yes.
Ahmed, how people can register?
Well, basically, we've got a website. It's the intflc.org.au, and that's got all the details. There's a link to the registration. And it's a free event, so we encourage people who appreciate the arts, in particular who like the Eurovision Song Contest format.
That's basically
a mini version of the Eurovision Song Contest, and it coincides on the same weekend that we're having our program here in Melbourne, that the Eurovision Song Contest will be held across Europe.
So practically it's coordinated with the Eurovision?
No, it's not. It's not coordinated with them at all. It's a different independent setup. But there are obviously, it resembles that format a little bit, but it's more broader. The Eurovision Song Contest is obviously confined to the European continent. Here, we've got participants from different continents. So we've got African representatives, we've got North American representatives, and all across Asia, like countries like Kazakhstan as well, that will be coming to lighten up Melbourne Convention Centre.
Again, we can maybe send a message across to the Eurovision so they can actually broaden their, concept. Maybe they can invite countries from Asia Pacific to participate at the Eurovision Song.
That's right. I mean, what was initially just confined to the European countries for the last 2 years, they've taken in an Australian participant.
Yes.
And we've done really well in the last 2 years. And I think this is our third year. So it's good that they are thinking outside their continent, and that's what we try to do here. We believe that the world collectively has a story to tell, and every single member of that world, every culture has made a contribution to advancing civilization to where we are, and what we're trying to do is present some of those wonderful cultural heritages to different audiences. And places like Australia, we're very fortunate that we live and breathe multiculturalism, that people, like more than half or around the half of Australia's population have been born overseas or have one parent born overseas. So we bring into Australia a little bit of the world, and that makes us all that more better, where we're more appreciative and respectful of the diversity that the world has. So countries like Australia get it, but you can imagine this program format being held in countries which have a strong mono-ethnic or monoculture. They get to see different cultures being presented to them, but we get to appreciate it at a different level.
Fantastic. Ahmed, what about the Australian students of different cultural backgrounds? Do they take a part and how?
Well, Sirius College is the one of the principal organisers here. So they will be having some students perform, and they have a diverse student population. So there'll be people from different backgrounds performing on the night representing Sirius College. So over time, we will open it up to include other performers locally, but we've got a jam-packed program that only allows a limited performance, and with Sirius College having a bit of a diversity at their school anyway, we're able to show some diversity up on stage through the Sirius College banner, if you like.
Mm-hmm. And also I can see SBS is a media sponsor.
That's correct. We're very fortunate to have SBS alongside us. They've been great in promoting this event. The last 2 years' events have been shown on SBS's TV lineup, so we're looking forward to presenting them a highlights package, because it's about a 2.5 to 3 hour program. We'll be sending them a 1 hour highlights package, and we're hoping that they'll be able to replay that throughout the year.
And in the end, when the program will run and where?
So the program was held on Sunday the 14th of May, starting at 4 p.m. and we're hoping to conclude before 7 p.m. It will be at the Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre. So again, registrations are via the website, intflc.org.au. There's a link to the registration. It's a free event, and it's open to all the family. So it's not open to just certain individuals, but open to all family members, and we're looking forward to seeing a diverse crowd. And we've already, based on the registrations, seem to have quite a diverse crowd who will be coming in that day anyway.
That's fantastic. Mr. Ahmed Keskin, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.